point of the matter is you have enough protein in your normal day-to-day life. If you eat anything even slightly alive, there's protein in it. Come back over here again. Common Sense Corner. Strongest animals in the world. What are some of them? Gorillas. Gorillas got muscles that are huge, unbelievably powerful. They can take bamboo this big and snap it like a twig with their hands. What do they eat? Fruit and bamboo leaves. Where are they getting these rock-hard muscles? Where are they getting them? Because there's protein in everything you consume. The most potent time of growth is as a child. Mother's milk is the perfect miracle of example, and all you have to do is stop worrying about it. You don't want to go eat toxicity and pure poison out of this fear that you're not getting enough of a nutrient. Now, there used to be a lady named Mrs. Lappi who used to do, wrote this book called Diet for a Small Planet. And she was a great lady because she wanted people to be vegetarian, and she knew they were worried about proteins. So she put together this book showing how you could combine all these proteins, vegetable proteins, to finally get all your key amino acids. And I used to, in those days, just attack her like it was going out of style. Because what she made it is so difficult to be a vegetarian, and she was dead wrong. And about 7 years ago, 6.5 years ago, she came out and reversed everything and said I was wrong. She said, I was just trying to make sure I pleased the traditional people that I was dealing with in business, in her healthcare business. And she said, I thought it was providing, I thought it was necessary, but all the research shows, including research done at Harvard, that the body recirculates your proteins. And the more efficient your body is, the less it needs. How much protein you need? Enough to replace the sloughed off skin, the loss of hair, and what goes out in your feces and urine. That's it. Tiny amount. Too much protein, you get excess nitrogen in your body. What does excess nitrogen do? It makes you unbelievably tired. Meat eating makes you tired. You take those vegetarian office workers who don't even work out, they're not really especially healthy, they just don't have all that excess nitrogen, you bring in this great bodybuilder side by side, they've done the studies both at Yale and Harvard, no way in a million years, guess who wins every time? Vegetarian office workers. They have much more endurance because they don't have all this excess nitrogen in their body. Arnold Schwarzenegger, pretty strong big guy, right? Arnold Schwarzenegger himself said, people who get into bodybuilding are all into this protein thing, and he said, I'm not into it. He said, what you need is about 1 gram of protein for about every 2 pounds. Think about that. He's talking about a diet of broccoli would cover that. That's what we're talking about. It's an illusion. So don't do it for protein, because it isn't going to give it to you. And excess protein will make you sick, no question about it. Plus, I have to tell you 2 things about this. When you eat meat, you eat chicken, and you taste that taste and go, that's really great. I just want you to know what gives meat its taste. Uric acid. Now, uric acid, many of you have heard about uric acid because it's related to gout, right? And it's related, some of you have, what's the word I'm looking for? Some of you have like pain in your joints, arthritis. And no, you know about uric acid then, right? And you have about 16 grains of uric acid, an average serving of meat. 16 grains. The body cannot deal with it. The most it can deal with is about 6 grains in a 24-hour period of time. You've got more than your body can take care of. It's tremendously poisonous to the body. It breaks the whole system down and your immune system. But just forget the scientific part. Just think about what it is. What gives meat its taste is uric acid. Uric acid is the urine acid of the animal. That's what gives meat its taste. That's a fact. When you're eating that meat and you go, just think, love this urine, because that is what's giving its taste. If you doubt it, who here is Jewish, follows the Jewish faith? Come on, there's some Jewish faith know this because in their laws, it says you got to have meat that's kosher, where they drain out all the blood to try and get the most of that urine out of the bloodstream of the animal before they eat it and try to eat some kosher food without any spicing. It's not going to happen. It tastes like hell. When you get that taste and you think it's so good, that juicy taste, you are literally eating the urine of that animal. You go have some soup, that old Campbell's soup, you know, have yourself some nice vegetable soup with some meat in it. Just think, good, good. Campbell's, urine good. It's urine that is giving you the taste. That is an absolute fact. That's it. So if you like meat, you're eating the urine, period. And it doesn't end there. No. When an animal's alive, just like in your body and mine, we have something called osmotic pressure. Osmotic pressure is that pressure that keeps everything in the body where it belongs. When an animal dies, the osmotic pressure disappears, as you might guess. And so what happens is putrefactive germs, the minute the animal dies, the osmotic pressure is gone, that are normally in the colon, now flood all of the flesh of the animal. And what tenderizes meat is putrefactive germs. That's what tenderizes it. In other words, get to understand this. You don't go kill an animal. Most of you don't go, want to have lunch, honey? Great, let's kill this animal. Whap! And then cook them. It's too tough. You got to tenderize the animal. You got to let the animal age. You got to go through that whole process. It doesn't happen instantaneously because the tissue is too strong in the animal, right? Especially beef. So you let it wait. And what happens is these putrefactive germs now secrete through every cell of the animal, and they begin to break down the tissue so it's soft enough to be cooked and eaten.